I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Good Lord. A lot going on there in the intro. 5 o'clock fire.
It's hot.
Yeah, man. Lord Jesus, there's a fire.
All right. We talked already about the Rockets playing their second to final preseason game tonight. Against the Pelicans. Regular season starts 1 week from tonight. There is that. Meanwhile, baseball resumes this evening. The Dodgers, who lead the Brewers 1-0 in the NLCS. Game two tonight, first pitch 7:08. You got Yoshinobu Yamamoto on the mound for the Dodgers, B. Scott, against the Brewers' Freddy Peralta. Are you anticipating Dodgers making pretty easy work of the Brewers? Yamamoto's been like next to unhittable.
Yeah.
Here recently. I say recently. It feels like a better part of 2 months. But do you think there's some fight left in the Brewers?
I do, because the Brewers are like, it's a boring story for a lot of people unless you're really, really into baseball. Like, the Brewers don't do a lot for you, but they're one of those small ball teams, next man up. You know, even last night, before the Dodgers actually get it done, mm-hmm. there's a walk to load the bases from one of their better runners in scoring, and they had runners in scoring position.
Yeah, who was that knucklehead that did not get hit by the pitch in the ninth inning there?
Yeah, that thing was smoking coming toward his kneecap.
It would have smoked him.
Man, that thing could have took his kneecap off, man. So I'm with you, and I'm not with you at the same, and I'm with him at the same time.
I'm 100%, 110% with that guy.
And didn't he end up drawing the walk anyway, I think? Somebody did. They ended up loading the bases.
It was with bases loaded.
That's right.
He ended up striking out a freaking heater like 3 feet out of the zone.
That's right. That's right.
On the next pitch. It was wild.
But the opportunities were there for the Brewers. They throw the ball to their pitching staff to switch it over. They throw it as hard as anybody you've ever seen, just as a unit, as a staff. So they've got the arms. They've got kind of just the overall, like, they're a great story. You know, I think that they've still got some fight. I would not rule them out just yet.
Yep.
And that's aside from me rooting against the Dodgers, I would not rule out the Brewers making a go of this thing.
Win it for Bob. Win it for Bob Uecker, man. Let's go. That's who I'll be rooting for tonight, is the Brewers. ALCS off tonight. The series shifts to Seattle tomorrow for game three after the M's took care of biz on the road in Toronto to take a 2-0 series lead. They won 3-1 and 10-3 last night. Put a good old-fashioned butt-whooping on the Blue Jays. Shane Bieber will be throwing for the Blue Jays tomorrow opposite George Kirby for the Mariners. So looking forward to that one. NFL news. The Ravens. Boy, how about this, man? Did this guy even make it a week? C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Did he even make it a week in Baltimore?
Man, hardly knew him.
I mean, not even on the active roster. He was only on their practice squad, but already released today by the Ravens. According to his agent, Kevin Connor, he told Adam Schefter that the two sides, Ravens and C.J. Gardner-Johnson, reached a, quote, amicable mutual decision, and added that C.J. Gardner-Johnson was, quote, looking for a clearer path to play. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who was traded for Kenyon Green by the Texans earlier this offseason, lasted just 3 weeks into the regular season with the Texans. Didn't even make it to the bye week before being cut loose here, and then now didn't even make it a week in Baltimore. He did issue a statement via Twitter. Have you read his statement?
I have not read his statement. I can only imagine.
All right. Dramatic reading from C.J. Gardner-Johnson in his statement via Twitter today. I just want to take a moment to thank all of the teams I've been a part of. Coaches, teammates, and everyone who supported me along the way. Every experience has helped me grow both on and off the field. I'm truly grateful for all the opportunities and memories. Football has always been a big part of who I am, and my passion for the game is still strong. I'm excited to keep working, improving, and continuing to play the sport I love.
Yo, that sounded like a retirement speech.
For real, felt that, dude.
Yo.
Oh, my goodness.
No, he was such a poet.
R.I.P. to bro's career?
Yeah, I really wanted to... No, he's not retiring. I mean, I know. He might as well. He keeps screwing this thing up.
Dude said to all of the teams, to everybody that was down with me, it's been a fun ride.
Who's squandered a bigger opportunity? Deontay Johnson, also a former Raven and Texan, or C.J. Gardner-Johnson?
Oh, wow, I think it's C.J. Gardner-Johnson because... C.J. Gardner-Johnson at least has the cachet of being on a Super Bowl winner, and he brought that here.
Yeah,
and he was supposed to parlay that into having a key role on one of the better defenses in the league, and then got an opportunity to get on the practice squad for a defense that's littered with injuries where guys are just dropping like flies, and supposedly looking for a more clear path to play. Get your ass up out of here. Maybe he released that statement that you read so eloquently and dramatically to show or to at least indicate that he's not as delusional as it appears that he is. Feel bad for dude a little bit, man. Because, you ever meet somebody that just doesn't have a great sense of reality, or they don't know the difference between a good idea and a bad idea, and they just lack, they have poor judgment?
Oh, yeah. Again, yeah.
He seems like one of those guys.
Did you just say Ted Ginn? Texas Chainsaw Massacre, dude.
Hey, yeah. It all blended to him. Reality.
Ed Gein.
Yeah. That's what I said.
I thought you said Ted.
No, Ed.
I was what did Ted Ginn Jr. do to get on this list?
Ted Ginn Jr.
No, Ed Ginn, the guy that was eating
folks. I got you.
Oh, Lord Almighty.
I got the reference.
More likely to happen. C.J. Gardner-Johnson crafted the statement. AI crafted the statement. Or his agent, Kevin Connor, crafted the statement that
His agent, Kevin Connor, used AI to craft the statement.
All right, there you go.
I think that is exactly what happened.
Connors and AI do not mix, my friend.
Well done. All right, basketball news. There's a couple tidbits here. Shout out to Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, long time coming. Well deserved. The Miami Heat coach, Eric Spoelstra, has been named head coach for Team USA in the upcoming 2028 Los Angeles Summer Olympics. How about that?
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
B. Scott, it's been a long line already. It tells you how fast time's gone. You got Coach K, who was Team USA coach for, what, two or three different Olympics, I feel
At least two. I think maybe three.
Greg Popovich and Steve Kerr. Yep. They've all three led at various points Team USA dating back to 2008. Now you can add Eric Spoelstra to the list. Pretty elite company.
I would say long overdue. Nothing even against Steve Kerr. I know we got the Rockets-Warriors rivalry and all of that. No love lost for Steve Kerr. But just being frank about it, Eric Spoelstra should have gotten that job before Steve Kerr ever got that job. I understand Steve Kerr's got the four championships to Spoelstra's three, and the math on that makes him the more accomplished coach. But Spoelstra, widely considered the best coach in the NBA, probably for a while now. I mentioned that NBA GM survey from last week.
Yeah,
I think he won that by a mile in terms of voted by GMs from across the league as the best coach in the NBA. So this is one that I feel like is a long time coming and possibly one that's long overdue for Eric Spoelstra.
Was it in that same ESPN article or whatever that I saw Ime Udoka was like a top five coach in the NBA? Was Spoelstra like the far and away number one?
So I don't know what ESPN did. This was the NBA GM survey. So I just got this off of NBA.com. And the way that Ime Udoka fell along those lines in the GM survey was one of the best motivators. I think he was like second for best motivators. He was in the top for defensive scheme.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
he definitely received votes for in-game adjustments, but did not make the list for best coach in the league, because that list was reserved for all guys who had won championships.
Well,
so it was Eric Spoelstra. It was Steve Kerr. Nick Nurse had somehow made the list, and he's one that's won a championship.
That's why.
Somebody else that's won a championship. Ty Lue was on there. It was all guys that have actually won titles that made that list.
Ime, best coach in the league without a championship.
Ooh. Now, that I wish they had asked that question, because I think he definitely has a case for that.
Yeah. And at least top three. At least top three. Yeah. I mean, off the top of my head, trying to think of, and guys that have a ring as a head coach, you know,
he's got to be up there.
But in terms of like,
especially best, now that the Thunder coach has one, right? Mm-hmm. He probably would have been that guy before this year, and now he has one. So
yeah,
I don't know why he wouldn't be somewhere toward the top of that list.
Guys move around so much, man. It's hard for me to like, think off the top of my head. I was trying to like eliminate guys, nah, as a head coach,
I'm going
with a ring,
through it.
You know,
I'm going through it in my head.
Ime's got to be top three.
He's up there
in terms of best coaches without a ring yet. Yet, Kevin Durant hopes to
stay tuned. Hey, stay tuned.
Do something about
that. Stay tuned. Starts in a week.
Speaking of head coaches in the NBA, the Mavericks have signed Jason Kidd to a multi-year contract extension per Mark Stein. Stein says new contract for Kidd has been expected since the Knicks failed to bring him in and hire him away, I guess, after the season had kind of come and gone. I remember that whole fiasco vaguely. But
he's that dude is a flirt, man. Talking about Jason Kidd?
Yeah.
Jason Kidd always flirting with somebody, man. Remember he started off with the Bucks, or was it the Nets, and then he goes over to the other, whichever one was first. He leaves them for the other one. He's always flirting with somebody, man. Now, I would understand.
Can you blame him in this instance,
In
though?
This instance, yeah. Now, I mean, they made things right because they lucked up, got the number one overall pick, Cooper Flags in the building, and now all is well. But he's always got his eye on the next prize.
But you know, the odd thing was, is like, okay, dumpster fire, as it had appeared to be at the time, the Dallas Mavericks, right? Making one of the more preposterous trades you've ever seen in sports, and dealing Luka. You're going to turn your attention to the Knicks?
Well,
I mean,
at least they have.
You know, that's like flirting with the real, like, your buddies are telling you, like, that chick is ugly as hell, bro. It's like 2 a.m., it's dark as hell, and you are three sheets to the wind. I'm like, bro, like, you got to come home now.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.